Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipe and topic of conversation is leeks. Every fall, I start looking for a fresh vegetable to serve that isn't connected to cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, acorn squash, and the ever-so-popular sweet potato. I can't afford out-of-season asparagus for 12. It's just about as much as my property taxes this year, and broccoli is just too prosaic, and it's almost as expensive as the asparagus. This year, a friend of mine, Connie, and I were talking about this very topic, and one of us came up with the idea, it was probably me, of course, to add leeks to our menu. Now, I've heard leeks called a cheater's asparagus because they're similar in flavor to them, but I think they're a standout vegetable in their own right. Leeks are a member of the alum family, which also contain garlic, onions, and scallions. And they can be eaten raw, but I don't recommend it because they're dirt magnets. They need to be cleaned and washed thoroughly whenever you're going to be using them. And they need to be sliced very thin as they're very, very fibrous and they can be a little bit tough. The size doesn't really matter of the leek. It's just about making sure that you've got it clean and sliced properly. You should look for leeks with firm stems, without any spots or bruises, and with bright green leaves. Look for ones that also have plenty of white on the stalk. You really should only use the white and the light green parts for cooking because simply the darker the green, the more fibrous it's going to be and the tougher it's going to be to cook. As I said, the size doesn't matter all that much. It's just cooking them and washing them and keeping them clean. Lots and lots and lots of water for this. My suggestion is to never buy any more leeks than you're actually going to use for a specific recipe because their storage life isn't all that great, no more than a week in the refrigerator. As I said, they're dirt magnets, so you've got to keep them clean. Don't clean them, though, until you're ready to use them. You want to start by removing the outer layer of white leaves, trimming the base with a very sharp knife, and then cutting them into quarters and then chopping them. Spread the stalks out, wash them, clean them with paper towels, and then you're ready to go. You need to check every single layer for the dirt. The following recipe is great for any fall meal, and especially one where you want to impress your guests with something truly special on the menu. It's for mushroom, rice, and leek soup. The amounts that you're going to be using are not real accurate because this is the kind of soup where you can just put in what you want. You need 4 to 5 leeks, washed and chopped, and again, washed really well. 1.5 to 2 pounds of mushrooms, sliced very thin. 1/4 cup of butter, olive oil, or margarine. 1/4 cup of wine. 3 to 4 cans of chicken or vegetable broth. That's about 6 to 7 cups. 1.5 cups of cooked rice and chopped green onions and chives as garnish. In a saucepan, you melt the butter and you saute the leeks. You cook for about 5 minutes, stirring constantly. You add the mushrooms and saute for about another 4 to 5 minutes. Add the wine, cook for a minute or two, stirring vigorously. Add the broth, simmer for a couple more minutes. Add the rice, mix to combine, and then season to taste with salt and pepper. You serve it topped with green onions, and it serves between 6 and 8 people. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I welcome any feedback, comments, and column suggestions you might have. You can reach me at EZTLOG, that's just Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. And you can catch up on my columns and contact me through the Journal Gazette at www.jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz, and as always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.